Good morning. This is the meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is approximately 9 o'clock on Thursday, January 9th, 2023. This meeting is being held both in person and via Zoom. Those who are in person will identify themselves first, and then we'll have everybody who is on the call in identify themselves. I'm Chairman Valentine, Commissioner John Valentine, Chairman of the Tax Commission, and I have to my left,
Commissioner Rebecca Rockwell.
Thank you. And I have to my right,
Deanna Herring, Acting Executive Director.
Thank you very much. And we also have in the room, let's go ahead and start with Shantae, and we'll just go back to the
Shantae Asper, Executive Assistant.
Mike Lee, Senior Director of Customer Services.
Josh Nielsen, Director of Property Tax.
Jennifer Hansen, Senior Director of Property Tax.
And Frank Hale, Senior Director of Tax and Revenue.
Thank you so much. Now we'll go to those who are calling in. I'll start with Commissioner Freskas. Commissioner Cragen.
Good morning. I'm Commissioner Michael Cragen. And just note that it's January 9th, 2025.
Did I say 2024?
You said 2023, actually.
Oh, my God. 2025, for the record. Thank you very much, Commissioner Cragen.
Commissioner Jennifer Freskas.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. And others who are calling in.
Jason Gardner, Director of Legislative Affairs.
Thank you. I think that's it. Do we see anybody else on the call in?
No.
Okay, good. First item on the business is to consider that anyone or any individual or groups who wish to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. Is there anyone who wishes to take advantage of that opportunity this morning? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, and that is to consider approving our meeting minutes of December 19th, 2024. And I'll recognize Commissioner Freskas for motion on this item.
Thank you. I move to approve the Commission meeting minutes of December 19th, 2024.
Thank you. Motion's on order. Any debate on the motion? Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 The rule passes unanimously. The amendments are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider the nomination of appointing Deanna Herring as Executive Director and submitting her appointment to the Utah Senate for advice and consent. This is an action item, and I'll recognize Commissioner Rockwell on this item.
Thank you. So before making this motion, I just have to say that it is an honor for me to be able to make the motion. I have known Deanna for several decades. We have worked together, and I appreciate her friendship, her competency, her kindness, her leadership, her ability to manage people well, and all of the qualities and traits that she will bring to this position. And I have every confidence in your abilities and your demeanor, and we are just so pleased to be able to nominate you for this appointment. And in saying that, it is a bittersweet moment because we also need to recognize Scott and the work that he has done for the Tax Commission. He, in the relatively short tenure he had as executive director, has made huge, huge strides on behalf of the agency. He has addressed the structure and organization. He has made changes in the pay scales. He has set the agency on a trajectory that will be positive for many years into the future. And we so much appreciate the work he's done. We will miss him. We acknowledge that he has big shoes to fill, but we're also happy for him that he can now go attend to his family needs, and are just so pleased to have Deanna here with us. So with that, I will make a motion And that is due to Scott Smith's retirement and after consulting with Governor Spencer J. Cox, I move that the commission nominate Deanna Herring as executive director and submit her appointment to the Utah Senate for advice and consent.
Thank you. The motion's in order, and I will now allow debate on the motion. Any of the other commissioners want to make a statement at this time?
I would like to make a Rockwell covered that well for me, at least.
I was going to say the same thing. Commissioner Rockwell expressed all of our feelings. I'll express one little one. I remember when I was president of the Senate the first time I met you. You were a young auditor with the Legislative Auditor's Office, and you were presenting a audit on alcohol,
of
all things. And I remember at the time thinking, this is a really bright person. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be watching her. And then as I watched you over the years and got a chance to poach you to come here, it was a great opportunity. And we have been well served by having you here. And we're so excited to have you take this next role. Any other final comments before I place the motion? I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion will be by roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Commissioner Rockwell.
Aye.
Commissioner Freskas.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. And we'll communicate that along with a letter that is going to be given to us by the governor's office to the Senate for their advice and consent. Any other items that need to be brought before the commission, including commissioner reports or executive director?
I could say something real quick. I
yes,
just
please.
Wanted to say thank you. I am extremely humbled by your confidence in me and grateful for your support. And I hope I will work every day to meet the expectations and hopefully exceed them. And I'm just grateful for the team that we have here. We really amazing people. Like I had said yesterday in a meeting, you know, it's not me and my, it happens to be me and my face and my name up here, but it's all of us. And it really is all of us that it takes to run this. So I really appreciate your support and your help in the last 6 years that I've been here, but in the future going forward in this new role. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I have one other comment that has nothing to do with this particular thing. I want to recognize the efforts of Shantae Asper to get us a new smart board and to get our operations back in this courtroom. It has been a challenge. Most of you don't know, but behind the scenes for the last almost 2 months, we have been working on this project. Our smart board was not working. Our computer system was not working. And so we have been trying to work through all of the issues with the various different people who deploy these equipments, including some of our own staff and some of the DTS staff and some outside vendors. We now have it up and operational, and I'm hoping that I'll never have to do this again during my tenure. Challenge. So thank you, Shantae, for bird dogging this. If you look at the new smart board, it is actually larger as far as surface area, and the resolution is significantly better, which will help us as we're looking at exhibits as we're doing formal hearings. So thank you again. Anything else from anybody? Seeing none, I'll recognize someone for motion to adjourn, and I guess I'll recognize Commissioner Cragen for that motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Passes unanimously. We're adjourned.